time year out to little country school, right? Taught down here at Rubber Mill, Uniroyal.
Mm-hmm.
Taught at Pleasant Grove, about 7 miles out in the country. And go to school over there in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And she got him to, on up to where he needed to be.
Yeah.
Well, then he got teaching around different places, taught down to Rubber Mill. Finally, our county superintendent was a lady, and she got a job with the state education department in Nashville. And she suggested to the school board to let him take her place.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. They appointed him to fill out her unexpired term. And when that boy went in that office, he found a $3,000 shortage in the funds.
Mm.
And come my year, send him to the cemetery. I saw him one time when he's as crazy as a loon.
Mm.
And he told me after it was all over, he said, "Uncle Will, when they sent me down to Madison, which is a psychiatric outfit down there,"
mm-hmm.
he said, "if I'd have found a bluff 75 feet high, I'd have jumped off of it." Because
mm.
he never had been mixed up with anything like
yeah.
this. The idea was that boy grew up out there in the country. His mother taught him honesty. And taught him right from wrong. And when he got mixed up in that thing, it was just like been too much for him, more than he could handle. Luckily, they finally brought him out of it. And he's one of the finer boys here and men as he is in this county, in my estimation, regardless of who he is.
Yeah.
And as I told you right earlier, I'm not saying that just because he's my nephew, but he's just that type.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd believe anything in the world that that boy would come tell me, I don't care what it was, about anything.
Yeah.
And you'd go to his neighborhood where he grew up. And any time you mention his name, one of the finest boys ever lived in this country. And his old saying is that he's just what I call a top-rate citizen.
Yeah.
And him and his wife went to work and bought him a nice country home. And she's school teacher too. And they went to work and bought them about a $20,000 home out yonder in the country. And had 15 years to pay it off, and paid it off in 8. Raised $2. And as I said, I just think Rebecca's a peach, that's all he is doing. And James, when he was superintendent, he picked up a man to teach him. Manual training.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long time to get one. Finally got one out of Mississippi. Old fella come up here. And I was in Nashville at the time. And this man found him a little bachelor's apartment in a basement up on Belmont Avenue. And he's going out there, he's going to shut down school for Christmas, you know, about a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked the landlady how much rent she was on. Was she going to take the rent off while he's going home?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no. He asked how much she's going to take off. I'm not going to take off any. I can't rent that to anybody else. He said, well, it's not right for me to have to pay it. She said, it's not right for me to lose it. And said, young man, if that don't suit you, just find you somewhere else to stay. So James called me one night in Nashville. Said, Uncle Will, when you coming home? Not that I'm inquiring into your business. I said, I'll be home this next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he told me to set up. This man won't need the place to stay, you know. Well, I was by myself. My wife was out here in the nursing home.